You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. You were just listening to Eric Walters and Wide Ear Folk. My name is... Something's going on in the studio.
What were we listening to?
And my name is Josh Behrman, and Otto is here, too. And we've just got a lot of good music for you tonight. And I did a grievous... injustice to Otto last week, who prepared a CD for me, and I played. How many did I play? One.
You did me so wrong.
I did you very wrong. So we'll make up for it tonight. But we are going to start with my CD because I'm in control of the board right now. So we'll get more. Give us a call if you'd like. If you want to hear something in particular, we've just got a kind of mixed bag of goodness for you tonight. Start this off with this thing that I just recently required. It's the Country Gentleman live in Fairfax, Virginia, in 1961. And this is Two Little Boys, nothing like young Charlie Waller. It's Edge of Americana.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer day. One little chap had a mishap and broke off his horse's head. Wept for his toy and cried with joy when he heard his brother say,
"Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for you? A rider dashed by out from the ranks of blue, galloped away to where Joe lay. Then he heard his brother say,
"Do you think I could leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? I'm up here, Joe, we'll soon be flying to the ranks of the boys in blue. Can't you see, Jack, I'm all a tremble? It may be the flash in the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were two little boys."
Too hot, cool it if you can. You better go out and get yourself a 5 cent fan and just fan it. Fan it if you fan it and you cool. and you can't go wrong. I just got myself a new gal, and her name is Sue. If you want to make me love you, honey, I'll tell you what to do. You got to fan it, oh, fan it. If you fan it and you cool it, honey, then you can't go wrong. Heard that back door slam. Come out of that kitchen, mama, and quit scorching that ham. Oh, baby, fan it, fan it. If you fan it and you cool it, honey, then you can't go wrong. Papa's got the watch and mama's got the chain. Sister's got an armful from shaking that thing. Oh, baby, fan it, fan it. If you fan it, you cool it, honey, then you can't go wrong. Well, I got 6 months in jail, my back turned to the wall. Fanning that fan was the cause of it all. Oh, baby, fan it, fan it. If you fan it and you cool it, honey, then you can't go wrong. Now, if this song's too hot, cool it if you can. You better go out and get yourself a 5 cent fan and just fan it. Fan it. If you fan it and you cool it, honey, then you can't go wrong.
Thank you.
right, so...
That was Thomas Hoyt Slim Bryant.
Tell me about Thomas Hoyt Slim Bryant, Otto.
Well, I can tell you that he was born in 1908. He's still alive, and he is the last surviving musician to play with the great Jimmy Rogers. He had a big career, obviously, in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and he's had a series of reissues of the last couple of years, and I've been listening to them a fair amount at home. They're kind of these sort of old-time polka recordings.
Yeah.
That's a good example of that.
Well, and it's, and you know, I'm not sure where those were recorded. If he was with Jimmy Rogers, it's very likely that, you know, they could have been Nashville or could have been almost anywhere.
I remember right, that band was a Midwestern band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then so you get that kind of – it's almost swing sounding guitar there.
We should know the name of the track, but quite honestly, I could not lay my hands on the CD. This thing was burned onto my computer at home, and I just put the track on. So it's a bit of a mystery tune.
To me, that song sounded like Mason's – the A section sounded like Mason's Apron. I don't know about the B section so much, but maybe someone could give us a call, 804-649-9737, if you know the title of that track. And before that, we had the Dixie Playboys from Roanoke, Virginia. And that was recorded on WSLS, Roanoke Country Radio, in the 1940s. And that's a track that I got from the Digital Library of Appalachia. And the Dixie Playboys, the kind of the most important member, in my opinion, was that tenor banjo player, who's Paul Bird, was his name, but also Glenwood Howell on the bass, and Virgil Simmons on fiddle, Wayne Fleming on steel guitar, and Roy Lemon on piano.
Very nice.
So that was some good stuff. And that tune was called Lollipop.
And then before that, we had Jeff Muldaur's new recording. The name of the band is called the Texas Sheiks, but I just call Jeff Muldaur and the Texas Sheiks. It includes Susie Thompson on the fiddle, Cindy Cashdollar, she's good, playing slide and steel guitar, Stephen Bruton. I think it's late Stephen Bruton, actually, at this point, on guitar. Johnny Nicholas on guitar, and Bruce Hughes playing the bass.
Yeah.
And Jeff Muldaur is really neat musician out of the early 60s folk movement, and he's very eclectic. He does all kinds of things. He's done jazz records, old-time records, blues records. This record kind of leans more towards the old-time and folk blues, I'd say. We're going to play a couple tracks from it tonight.
And of course, he also had special guests on this album. Jim Queskin is on there as well, and Jeff Muldaur was a member of the Queskin Jug Band, which was a pretty influential 60s revival jug band. Certainly for me, anyway, they were, even though I wasn't alive in the 1960s. Well, let's bring it down a few notches here, and let's listen to this beautiful and sad ballad from Lee Monroe Presnell. This one's called The Two Sisters That Loved One Man. It's kind of similar to a song called Oh, the Wind and Rain. So enjoy it, and give us a call if you'd like. This is Edge of Americana.
There was two sisters that loved one man, Jenny Flower Jim, Terry Rosemary, and the youngest of them he loved best, and the jury hangs hope of the Rosemary. Oh, sister, walk with me. Jenny Flower Jim, the Rosemary, walk with me to the miller's pond, and the jury hangs hope of the Rosemary. Oh, the oldest pushed the youngest in, Jenny Flower Jim, the Rosemary, had us all posset at the water was clear, and the jury hangs hope of the Rosemary. Oh, sister, reach me your hand, Jenny Flower Jim, the Rosemary. You may have half of that land, and the jury hangs hope of the Rosemary. Oh, sister, I won't reach my hand, Jenny Flower Jim, the Rosemary. I will have all of that land, and the jury hangs hope of the Rosemary. Oh, sister, reach me your glove, Jenny Flower Jam, Terry Rosemary. You may have sweet William Pyle all to love, and the jury hangs all of the rosemary. Oh, sister, sister, I won't reach my hand. Jenny Flower Jam, the rosemary. I will have sweet William for my all to love, and the jury hangs all up the rosemary. Oh, she floated round and she floated down. Jenny Flower Jam, the rosemary. She floated down to the miller's palm, and the jury hangs all up the rosemary. Oh, middler, come and see Jenny Flower Jam, the rosemary. There is something here, it flows in by me, and the jury hangs all of the rosemary. Oh, it is not a fish, it is not a swan. Jenny Flower Jam, the rosemary. It is sweet Williams all to love, and the jury hangs all of the rosemary.
Let me be your solid old ground, be your man at all. Let me be your solid dog. Solid dog, solid dog. Let me be your own solid dog. And let me be your solid dog. Dream mud all over my shoes, and let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, ground me your man at all, and let me be your solid dog. Solid dog, solid dog, let me be your solid dog, and let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, ground me your man at all, and let me be your solid dog. Solid dog, solid dog, let me be your solid dog, and let me be your solid dog. Sitting on a log, finger on trigger, eye on the hog, and let me be your solid dog. Pull that trigger and the gun let go, shot them wild in Mexico, and let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, round me your man at all, and let me be your solid dog. Solid dog, solid dog, let me be your solid dog. And let me be your solid dog.
to bed, stuck my pistol right under my head. Very next morning by the rising sun, I grabbed my pistol and I started to run. I made my run, but the run too slow. A man overtook me down Jericho. Standing on a corner reading my father's will, along come a man, he called him Bad Texas Bill. Now look ahead, buddy, ain't your name Lee Brown? I believe you the rascal blowed your woman down. Yes, sir, Cap, my name is Lee. Now if you got any blues, well, sing them to me. Now look ahead, buddy, I believe you know what is best. So you come, go with me, the judge will tell you the rest. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they brought me back. Wasn't a man in town for to go my bail, so they locked me up in the old county jail. Now early one morning, about a 9:30, I spied the chief of police coming down the line. Hear that old chief when he clanked up his throat. Get ready, Lee Brown, for the circuit coat. That circuit coat had been come in. 12 big German come stepping in. About 5 minutes up stepped a man, holding my verdict in his right hand. That verdict read murder in the first degree. I said, Lord in heaven, have some mercy on me. See that old judge when he picked up his pen, say, I don't think he'll ever kill a woman again. Killing these women, my boy, is naturally got to stop. I don't know what to tell them, for they hang you or not. I give it 99 years on a hard, hard ground. You remember the night you blowed your woman down. Here I am bowed down in shame, wearing a number instead of a name. I'll be here for the rest of my life. All I done was kill one wife. Lord, help me.
Hunting man, hunting he did ride, with his hunting horn swung around his neck, broadsword by his side. He hunted till he came to his own true love, the lightning did tangle at his reins. The one was so ready, but his own true right to say call him. Call in, call in, the morning she cried. Come stay all night with me. For some burning porridge you shall see. Drink a white chocolate tea. Said, we'll come in, and the we'll sit down. I haven't got a moment to stay. There's one more girl in this whole round town that I love better than thee. Sitting along her lap, kissing her so sweet. A little pin knife was so keen and sharp, wounded him so deep. Don't die, oh Bonnie, she cried. Don't die so soon. I've sent for the doctor in this whole round town to come and heal your wound. How can I live? How can I live? You've wounded me so deep. I think I feel my own heart's blood dropping at my feet.
This is The Edge of Americana with your host, Otto Conrad.
And Josh Behrman.
And that was The Haints.
The Haints from somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
I believe that's right. Well, I don't know. West Virginia. Oh, Victoria. From Victoria, Canada. Is that right?
Well, that's some of them are from.
They're far flung.
The male voice there. And I guess he was playing guitar on that. Or I don't know if there was a banjo on that track or not. But the one of the members is a guy named Jason Romero, who's a...
he was playing the lead vocal and guitar.
He is a great... maker of banjos, beautiful banjos, expensive banjos, but lovely banjos indeed. And he's also a good player of instruments, clearly.
For those who care about it, Lo Bonnie is actually a variation of one of those English child ballads called Young Hunting. And it was first recorded, a version of it was recorded here stateside by a guy named Jimmy Tarleton back in 1930.
Of Tarleton and Darby.
That's
from,
right.
From North Carolina mining country. And before that, Sam McGee of many different bands, including he was a member of Uncle Dave Macon's band. He also played with Fiddlin' Arthur Smith, and he also played with his brother, Kirk McGee, and he also played by himself. Like, for example, right there doing the Penitentiary Blues, which has also been, I know Johnny Cash recorded a version of that as, I can't remember what he called it, but it's kind of similar to Little Sadie. And, oh, Cocaine Blues is what Johnny Cash called it.
Now, that was kind of a late Sam McGee recording, right? He sounded...
Yeah, that was, I believe, 1967, and he was definitely up there in years there.
Josh and I were enjoying the way he says Circuit Court.
Circuit Coat.
Circuit coat.
Got my circuit coat on.
Before that, we had the Blue Sky Boys from a 1976 recording, so late in their career, doing "Let Me Be Your Salty Dog" on Rounder Records.
And you got to be careful whenever you go to play "Let Me Be Your Salty Dog" because certain versions of "Let Me Be Your Salty Dog" are certainly saltier than other versions.
This is the Blue Sky Boys.
Yeah,
though,
they're
so
not
we're okay.
Yeah, they're not very salty. And we started it with Lee Monroe Presnell, recorded by Frank and Ann Warner, and. That was a track called "The Two Sisters That Loved One Man," and Lee Monroe Presnell is a perfect example of that kind of accent that people acquired or had back in the day in Appalachia when it was more cut off, where it was still kind of Victorian in nature, Elizabethan, and Southern all at the same time. Well, I think it's time for a little bluegrass music, and so here's a kind of a lesser known, at least in the world of bluegrass music. Name. Here's Curly Seckler doing "Moonlight on My Cabin." You can give us a call, 804-649-9737. It's Edge of Americana. Or you can go to WRIR.org.
When it's moonlight on my cabin, I'll be waiting. When it's pine trees, I'll be there. When it's moonlight on my cabin, I'll be coming. When it's moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be there. Blue Ridge Mountain home, I am returning, heading up the hillside never more to roam. When it's moonlight on my cabin, I'll be coming. When it's moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be there. the Lone Trail of the Lonesome Pine is waiting. When the whippoorwills, they sing their lonesome song. When it's moonlight on my cabin, I'll be coming. When it's moonlight on the pine trees, I'll be there.
I've traveled o'er this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland east to Portland west and back across the line. I'm going down to the place that's best, the old hometown of mine. 8 more miles from Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Be a gal somewhere that you'd like best of all. Now mine is down in Louisville. She's long and she's tall, and she's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm going there this very day to win her heart and hand. 8 more miles in Louisville, they'll come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. In my mind, the place we'll call our home. A humble little hut for two, we'll never want to roam. The place that's right for that love sight is in those bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio near a place called Louisville.
8 more miles from Louisville, they'll come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, and you had from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
All playmates, come out and play with me. And bring your dollies three. Climb up my apple tree. Look down my rain barrel. Slide down my cellar door. And we'll be jolly friends forevermore. It was such a sunny day, but she couldn't come out and play. She could not play with me at all on such sunny day. Oh, playmate, I cannot play with you. My dolly's got the flu. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ain't got no rain barrel. Ain't got no cellar door. But we'll be jolly friends forevermore.
or playmate, come out and play with me, and bring your dollies three. Climb up my apple tree, look down my rain barrel, slide down my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore. Oh, it was such a sunny day, but she couldn't come out and play. It was such a sunny day to play, but she could not play with me. I'm sorry, playmate, I cannot play with you. My dolly's got the flu. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ain't got no rain barrel, ain't got no cellar door, but we'll be jolly friends forevermore.
Thank you.
Richmond bluegrass band East of Afton will host a free jam from noon to midnight on February 27th at Grandpa Eddie's Alabama Ribs and Barbecue on Three Chopped Road. There is no cover charge, but contributions to the Richmond Fisher House are welcome. Fisher House provides free room and board to families of American soldiers recuperating at McGuire Veterans Hospital. The jam is open to anyone. Questions? Call Brian Sullivan at 804-929-4102. And I know at least two or three members of East of Afton, including local journalist Randy Fitzgerald and others.
Very so, nice. Sounds like a show worth going to see.
Indeed. It's a jam. It's a 12-hour jam. So that's like a marathon right there.
It's a bluegrass rave.
You know, at the end of Helter Skelter, I've got blisters on my fingers. It's going to be just like that. It's going to be just like that. And now we're off topic. All right, so
that was Larry Sparks.
Larry Sparks featuring Vince Gill singing there and playing some guitar with Blues Stay Away From Me. And I was inspired to pull that one out of the shelves, which is something I don't do very often, because before that
was Blues Stay Away From Me by the Ross County Farmers.
Do you have any information for us on the Ross County Farmers?
I should have pulled that up. I know it's a series of radio recordings by that's been released by the Field Recording Collective, and that's as much as I know offhand.
Okay.
But we were trying to figure out the instrumentation, and we thought maybe the lead on that was being played by some sort of steel string Hawaiian thing. But there was this really cool reggae rhythm going on in the background with some sort of electric guitar, we thought.
Yep.
Very
yep.
cool.
So that was from a WBEX broadcast in 1948, and that was Lonnie Seymour. Oh wait! Oh yeah. So there's electric guitar, uh-huh. and Eldon Shoemaker also playing guitar on there. So that's pretty cool stuff.
And what do we have before that, Josh?
Let me just see what we had before that. It was Riley Puckett with Playmates, recorded October 11th, 1940, from his album Red Sails in the Sunset. Something that I pulled off of a blog from a friend and avid 78 collector, Jeremy Stevens. And it's called Jeremy's Saggy Record Cabinet is his blog. You could find it. And we had Norman Blake and Tony Rice before that with Eight More Miles to Louisville. Well, that might be one of the latest Tony Rice singing albums right there, because you can already kind of hear his voice is it's getting a little bit froggy. It's not quite as pure as it was in his early days.
Not quite as pure, but boy, that's kind of a corny song. I mean, it was originally done by was it Grandpa Jones?
Yeah, he did.
And it sounds, if you've ever heard Grandpa Jones' version, it sounds pretty cornball-y, but there's something about, he manages to take those sentimental lyrics and almost makes them sound stately. I think it's pretty cool.
It's the mustache. And before that was Curly Seckler, who, of course, is well known to bluegrass aficionados.
Yes, well known.
So allow me to slightly alter my former, you know, saying that he was somewhat obscure, because, you know, of course, he played in many bands, including Flat and Scruggs back in the day in the 1949, he joined Flat and Scruggs, Foggy Mountain Boys, and he's played with just about everybody in bluegrass at one time or another. But I still am going to contend that to your average bluegrass listener, the name Curly Seckler is not as well known as, say, Lester Flatt. But nonetheless, I'm not trying to argue with you folks. I'm just trying to play music.
And we're going to play a little more Jeff Muldoon here in the Texas Sheiks with a little piece of advice. What is it? Don't sell it and don't give it away.
Don't do either.
Me not sell, Papa, don't you give it away. She said, yes, baby, yes, no, baby, no. Yes, baby, yes, no, baby, no. She said, yes, baby, yes. Then she said, no, baby, no. I sold some jelly, shouldn't want to sell no more. Thank you.
grind a little loud and now. You know you didn't want me, but baby, why did you call? I can give more women's a passenger drinking on. She said, yes, baby, yes. No, baby, no. Yes, baby, yes. No, baby, no. She said, yes, baby, yes. Then she said, no, baby, no. I sold some jelly, shouldn't want to sell no more. Yes, baby, yes. No, baby, no. Yes, baby, yes. No, baby, no. She said, yes, baby, yes. Then she said, no, baby, no. I sold some jelly. Shouldn't want to sell no more. No more.
My horse at a poplar trough, and I'll go there tomorrow.
Walk that little in the middle of the day, walk that little tomorrow. Walk that little in the middle of the day, walk that little tomorrow.
I went down to the creek that was so wide and deep. I hopped and cried an old gray goose and hopped across the creek.
Walk that little in the middle of the day, walk that little tomorrow. Walk that little in the middle of the day, walk that little tomorrow.
Before I got to the bank, the news popped in my mind. Seven little turkeys crossing the field, the foremost one behind.
Walk that little in the middle of the day, and walk that little tomorrow. Walk that little in the middle of the day, and walk that little tomorrow.
I'd take it. Friday was my hanging day, and Saturday I hung like bacon.
Walk that little in the middle of the day, and walk that little tomorrow. Walk that little in the middle of the day, and fairly well, my darling.
You said goodbye, I wasn't worth another try. And for all the things I've done, you weren't coming back. You were hell-bent on leaving. I know you must have had reasons. You left me nothing, broken heart, this old six-pack.
Attention.
Live from Detroit, 7 p.m. February 23rd to 6 a.m. February 24th, the Homelessness Marathon is an annual 14-hour radio broadcast featuring the voices and stories of homeless people from around the United States. When you tune in on the 23rd from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m., you'll hear the Homelessness Marathon and not the regular music programming. The following shows will not be airing on the 23rd. Edge of Americana, The Lee Show, Party of One, Dog Germs, and The All-Nighter. Please stay tuned to WRIR 97.3 LP and WRIR.org.
And that was, before that, expertly produced promo by WRIR's promo department. That was The Fox Hunt, good friends of mine and yours from
West Virginia.
Yeah, they are from specifically they're from Martinsburg, West Virginia. That's where I used to go school shopping for once a year with my mother. There was an outlet mall there, and she would drag me to try on new clothing.
Little Josh Berriman in short pants.
Ah, yes, in short pants. And if I was good, she'd give me a lolly. Okay, and moving on from there. Before the Fox Hunt, we had who? We had the New Mules. What's the story of the New Mules?
New Mules, new album from the band called the New Mules. The individual musicians, I think, have been around in a variety of contexts. But this album's kind of cool. It's a collection of old-time music that comes from Illinois. It's not stuff that's in the normal old-time canon. And a lot of these songs were recently rediscovered, and this band has made an album of them, and that's an example from it. What was that title?
I went down to New Orleans.
Went down to New Orleans, and Josh and I were agreeing. It's got sort of a Western cowboy sort of sound to it. It does not sound like your typical Appalachian fiddle tune.
Well, no, it's Illinois.
It's Illinois.
And before that, the Georgia Jumpers featuring King Benny Nawahi on the slack guitar with Ukulele Benny. And interestingly, I just read about King Benny Nawahi. Among many of the things that he did when he was 35, he kind of mysteriously went blind all of a sudden. But he remained an avid long-distance swimmer and, in fact, is the only blind person to ever complete the swim from San Pedro to Catalina Island, a trip that took little more than 22 hours.
Well done, King Benny.
Really. Actually, he's 36. He was born in 1899, and that was in 1935 that he went blind. And before that was more from Jeff Muldar and the Texas Sheiks.
Don't sell it. Don't give it away.
Don't do either. And it is now 8 o'clock, and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Thanks so much to everyone who came out last Friday night in a night actually not too dissimilar from tonight in terms of the weather. Rainy, wet, cold, but we had a great time.
Great
turnout, ballroom,
great party,
great bands, and
our fifth year anniversary. It was excellent,
and yeah, it was a great way to go. And all night, everyone kept on going, "Happy birthday" or "Happy anniversary." So it was very nice.
So this is the Edge of Americana, and this is your host Otto.
And Otto, what are we going to hear from next?
Well, let's see. What are we going to hear? Oh, we're going to sort of get a little more mainstream here. We're going to do a Brian Sutton and Russ Barenberg.
Russ Barenberg. Let's see how well Otto says
I would like to call it Big Sciata, but apparently that would not be correct.
Well, I've always heard it as Big Sciotti or Big Sciota. And I'm sure in just a few seconds Herod will call and tell us what it actually is.
Give us the
is.
Official word.
So here they are playing that. It's Brian Sutton, great guitar music. 804-649-9737.
Thank you.
The Women's Studies Department of VCU is sponsoring a lecture by noted author Michael Kimmel on his new book, Guyland, The Perilous World Where Boys Meet Men, on Thursday, February 11 from noon to 12:50 p.m. in the VCU Commons Theater. The lecture is free, but seating is limited, isn't it always? For more information, contact, I'm going to spell this, B-A-T-T-E-N-N-E, that's Batten, but two N's, and an E at the end, at vcu.edu.
And it's 8:16 here on Edge of Americana. We just listened to another track by the Ross County Farmers. That one was called Unknown Title.
Unknown Title in G.
In G. And it's just kind of your standard country rag form there. And before that was the Carver Boys with the Brave Engineer from, it's an old song, but it's from a new album called People Take Warning, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs from 1913 to 1919, released on Tompkins Square. Before that,
the Haints doing Knoxville Rag.
Doing the Knoxville Rag.
Yeah, very nice.
And Mississippi Possum Hunters before that with The Last Shot Got Him. And we started it with Brian Sutton and Russ Barenberg doing Big Sciota from an album called Not Too Far From the Tree, which has got some really great great guitar duets if you're into that kind of thing. And that's a Sugar Hill release. And, yeah, it's Edge of Americana. And we just have a whole lot of what have you here. And I think you need, if you would you be so kind as to advance my track there? Did you have something that you wanted to play next?
No, let's do yours here.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, let's hear now from Mark Schatz. Mark Schatz is a fairly well-known bassist. He played on some pretty seminal kind of Newgrass albums such as Belaflex Drive. And he also was the bassist with, he was also the oldest member of Nickel Creek for a while, but oldest by maybe half or twice again as old as the rest of the members of Nickel Creek. But he's also a fantastic climber banjo player and also a fantastic flat footer. So you're going to hear some of his climber banjo playing and singing right here on Stay All Night, and some people call this song Waterbound too. So this is Mark Schatz.
Stay all night, don't go home, stay all night, don't go home, stay with me till morning. Now, people, I just can read and write, but you know there's a whole lot of folks that can't read and write just after like me got good sound sense. Now, a gentleman couldn't read and write brought a telegram for me last night for me to read and answer for him. And I broke it open and read it, and it said, your mother-in-law dead. Must be cremated, embalmed, or buried. He said, tell him to do all. Take no chances, whatever. As the old crow flies, the young ones will learn. In fact, it's been so in my case. Forever since I could remember at all, I've always been called a scapegrace. At humbugging people, I took a delight and always accomplished my plan. When the neighbors told Father of how I'd done, oh, then he was sure to exclaim, you get more like your dad every day. You're more like your dad every day. Some tricks I would play, as the old man would say, you get more like your dad every day. I was scarcely 14 when I smoked my cigars, and chewing I also began. I went to saloons and I called for my beers and fancied myself quite a man. That's never a day when my friends called away that I had to be carried to bed. But instead of chastising me, poor old dad, he said as he shook his old head, you get more like your dad every day. You're more like your dad every day. Some tricks I would play, as the old man would say, you get more like your dad every day. I was somewhat addicted to flirting, you know. Indeed, I made love to excess. I promised to marry so many sweet girls, I've gotten myself in a mess. That Florence and Alice and Sally and Kate have each had a promise from me. When the neighbors told Father of how I'd done, he said as he slapped his old knee, you get more like your dad every day. You're more like your dad every day. Some tricks I would play, as the old man would say, you get more like your dad every day.
Walking the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my bail.
my goodness, the Monroe Brothers there, just as fast and as sweet as you can be.
That's a sort of a hangover from last week's duet show.
Yes, there. Where I forgot to play all of Otto's songs. I did play some Monroe Brothers, though.
But, so that stuck in there. Hey, we're going to do a wintry weather advisory.
Hey, everybody. I just want to let you know that a winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon Eastern Time Wednesday. A mixture of rain, sleet, and possibly freezing rain is expected across the south central Virginia Piedmont, the Richmond metro area, and eastward to the Chesapeake Bay. The precipitation will change to snow late tonight and Wednesday morning. Snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible by Wednesday morning. Precautionary preparedness actions. I don't know what that means, but it was written there, so I read it. A winter weather advisory means that periods of snow, sleet, or freezing rain will cause travel difficulties. Be prepared for slippery roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. So everyone be careful out there. In fact, just stay at home with the radio on and listen to our dulcet tones here on Edge of Americana. Before the Monroe Brothers, we had Pope's Arkansas Mountaineers from Searcy, Arkansas, formed by John D. Pope and his son Milton, and also included fiddler John Chisholm and on guitar his son Wallace Chisholm. So it was two fathers, two sons right there. The Pope's Arkansas Mountaineers doing Jawbone.
And before that, we had another Jeff Muldaur song from this record called Texas Sheiks. It's Jeff Muldaur and the Texas Sheiks doing Yellow Dog Blues, and I really like this record.
It's yeah, clearly.
Very good.
And before that, we had Uncle Dave Macon doing a song that is either the pride or the fear of every son out there. The song is called More Like Your Dad Every Day.
That one's dedicated to Gus Conrad.
Yeah, yeah. And we started it. No, so before that was Mike Stevens with that excellent harmonica version of Jerusalem Ridge. And before that, we started it with Mark Schatz doing Stay All Night, featuring, among other people, Casey Dreesen playing the fiddle on there, showing that he can not only do crazy newgrass, but he can also do sweet old-time music. So that's right there. And we are going to keep it moving right along. It's 8:38, and Lee is coming up with the Lee Show at 9 o'clock. So we're just going to keep the music rolling. And
this is Take It Slow and Easy
by Milton Brown and his Musical Brownies.
Well, handle it. take a notion and jump into the ocean. Nobody's business if I do, 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 do. If I give up my last nickel, it leaves me in a pickle. Nobody's business if I do. Church on Sunday and Tavern on Monday. Nobody's business if I do, 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 do. If I dislike my lover and leave her for another, nobody's business if I do.
Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
One evening getting dark, we first met at the park, sitting by the fountain all alone. I lifted up my hat and then began to chat. She said she'd allow me to see her at her home. Such a star I've never seen, she's just as pretty as a queen. She's as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with an aggravating beauty little one. Only mine, I would build a house so fine, and around it so many fences tall. It would make me jealously that no one else but me could gaze upon that beauty little wall. Such a star I've never seen, she's just as pretty as a queen, she's as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with an aggravating beauty little wall. Thank you. I asked her she'd wed me in the fall. She only turned away and nothing would she say, that aggravating beauty little wall. Such a star I've never seen, she's just as pretty as a queen. She's as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with an aggravating beauty little wall.
Riding in from Wilmington through fields and piling wood, at the end of a three-day journey, as I found the line of stud. Briars wide beneath her feet, a crown tangles in her hair, and on her face no trace of the girl he left behind did linger there. My love, I left you for a fight, left you for the war, but it finally drove me further, kept me from your door. I procured a taste for liquor for the gaming life. I should have returned to your side to claim you for my wife. Sweet smile, what thief was this did claim? The color from your ruby lips, your innocence replaced the shame. Gave to you a baby, but did not give his name.
Thank you.
the Salem Highballers there with Going On to Town, or Going On Downtown is how I know that song. It's got words. They chose not to sing them, and that's fine. And that's from a county records release called Rural String Bands of Virginia. And they were from Salem, Virginia, as their name would suggest.
And that would be what I would call straight in the pocket old time. Before that, we had something that was probably a little out of our format. Diana Jones, her record Better Times Will Come, and that was Evangeline. When Josh and I were enjoying talking about her voice, she's got a kind of quirky...
She sounds like a Muppet.
She has a quirky voice.
And the Red Fox Chasers before that with Lula Wall from Tompkins Square release, the complete recordings of the Red Fox Chasers. And before that...
Another controversial choice. It was the East River String Band.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep it steady, and Otto's trying to take it out on a limb here in this
that
last
was,
set.
Ain't nobody's business, but I do.
If I do.
If I do.
And they will. And and Milton Brown and his musical brownies started this off with Take It Slow and Easy. Well, it is 8:55 here on Edge of Americana, and you've been listening to us just try to provide you with a little bit of musical sunshine for a less than sunny day. And coming up in just a few minutes is the Lee Show with, you guessed it,
Lee.
Lee. I don't know where he's at, but he's around here somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah. And so we'll go out with a little more old-time music. Is that right, Otto?
Yeah, this is a new old-time, the Haints again. And this is the Haints doing, what are they doing here?
Doing Devil's Dream. Oh,
yes. Last Chance.
And Last Chance. And come on back next week for a little more Josh of the same. I'll be by myself.
Josh will be doing solo.
But I'll be sure to play more of Otto's choices. And and just keep it tuned to WRIR. And you can check out the playlist at WRIR.org.